We've been doing a series called Word on the Street. Romans chapter 3, talking about getting right when all is wrong. The word started out in Jerusalem, and it was spreading. Even in the streets of Rome, the gospel was spreading. But Paul is actually sending the word, the gospel word, the good news, the message, and he's sending it out, and he's wanting it to go to a city, the biggest city of its time. The Bible is clear, and he actually has made it simple. It's not that complicated in how you can be right with God. When we look at our lives, the Bible says we don't have any power apart from Christ. In fact, the word the Bible uses often is that we are dead in our sin. And when you come to Romans, you find that every single human being is powerless, that we are totally, as the Bible describes, dead in our sin. Are the Jews any better off? No, not at all. He's saying, considering people that had the Word of God, had the Old Testament scriptures, were very close to the gospel, but he's saying their religion and keeping their rules, does that get them any closer to God? He's saying, no. He says, for we have already charged that both Jews and Greeks are under sin. No one does good, not even one. The Bible says that we're going to be held account not only for all of our deeds and our actions, but for every word that's come out of our mouth. And not only for every word that's coming out of our mouth, but even for the motive of our heart. Sinful you are. He could declare you not guilty, and he could declare you righteous. Why? Not because of your works, not because you're a good person, but what does the verse say? As a gift by grace. But how could a good judge, a holy judge, declare you righteous when you're really wicked? Well, the reason why is because someone has taken your place and paid for your crime, and he's taken, like we say in the streets, he's taken the rap for you. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. When you call, you know, I'm a hopeless sinner drowning in an ocean of sin, and I call, Jesus, save me, a sinner. Jesus, save me, forgive me, I'm a rotten sinner. When you come to that point and you call out to him, that call, it says it's a promise. Promise, 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 promise. If you've never had a day in your life where you know you surrendered and you asked God to forgive you of all your sins and to apply the blood of Christ to them so that you can be pardoned from the punishment you deserve, if you've never done that, today could be your day. A million good deeds, but it couldn't make up for all your sin. The only way that God could take your sinfulness and remove that sinful stain from you is by the blood of Christ. One drop of his blood could forgive you of all your sins. If you believe that that is your only hope, it should lead in getting right with God. Confess Jesus as Lord and call on him as Savior. Tomorrow is not promised to anyone here. And if you were to stand before the God of the universe, the judge, would you have Jesus inside? Has Christ moved in?